So, Hare Krishna. I wanted to greet all of you. We have a very nice habit. I will explain this to the family of Sachi Devi, who has given us the pleasure of their association. All of us during the day practice our different Kartik Vratas. For instance, Bhadra Prabhu does every day Govardhan Parikrama, and we practice in Nikunja, have been taking a group of people who were very new to Krishna consciousness, and have cared for them and brought them up. Others of us chant many rounds and do some types of austerities and so on. It in the night or in the evening we all meet here in this beautiful house. Giri, what name did we gave this? Sachidevi? Gaur Govardhan Bhavan. Wow. We are now, and in the evening we are reading a text from a book. It's called Sri Braj Vilas Stava. And this book describes a little bit the transcendental world. It's, you could say, like a who is who in the spiritual world, and also simultaneously describes the landscape, the spiritual landscape in the spiritual world. So we think this is very important for us to read, because see, when you are at a holy place, you have to learn a technique which is called seeing through the eyes of scripture. In Sanskrit, this is called the Shrutekshita path, or the path where you open your eyes by Shruta, by hearing. So, today I've jumped just over a few texts and have come to the mountain of Govardhan. We will hear today about Govardhan. Why? Because tomorrow is Govardhan Puja. Krishna actually was very... He saw that yesterday the cooking started for Deepavali. He had seen that. And when he asked why there was so much cooking going on, his mother explained to him what is the meaning of Deepavali. And Krishna was very satisfied with this. But then he was thinking the cooking would be finished on Deepavali in the kitchen of his mother, and there would be peace. But quite the opposite happened in the kitchen. Even more preparations were prepared than for Deepavali. So Krishna, pretending to not know for what occasion this cooking was going on, this double cooking, was asking his mother again, "Mother, I thought you cooked for Deepavali, but today is Deepavali, we have all eaten, but still the kitchen is full with activity. What is going on?" Then his mother explained to him, "See, Gopal, tomorrow another big festival will take place. The festival tomorrow which will take place is the Indra Puja. Oh, what is the Indra Puja? Said Krishna. And his mother explained to him something, and then Krishna, who wanted to establish a very important principle, went to his father and spread a network of logical arguments. This is how the Sanskrit describes it. In order to convince Nanda Maharaj that not Indra should be worshipped, but Govardhan. Now, just in case you belong to this uncultured group of spiritualists, I would say, if you have a mobile phone, please switch it off now. It's even in the cinema we switch off mobile phones, especially when we hear Krishna Katha. There is one up. Yeah. Good. So we will hear now the glories of Giriraj, and I think you will like it very much because we are just staying next to Govardhan, and also the family of Sachi, who has joined us for this evening. They are. This is a very good opportunity for us to glorify Giriraj and make the most out of our stay. So Raghunath Goswami describes Giriraj like this. Saptahang Uramadana Prapnayato Gostaika Rakshotsuko Vipranmana Mudara Pani Ramane Yasmai Salilam Dado Kandava Murabit Vilasa Vigalat Kashmira Rajas Kuhas Tatkata Itaratna Sundara Shilo Gorvadana Patuva. May the Govardhan Mountain always protect you. He was lovingly held upon the graceful hand of Sri Krishna, who was eager to protect Gokula for 7 days. He was given the honor of a worshipable personality when Krishna worshipped him. His caves are colored by the saffron that has fallen from Sri Sri Gandharva and Giridhari's bodies during their loving pastimes. His boulders means like big stones, are like beautiful jeweled couches for the divine couple to sit on. So here is a lot of information about Giri Govardhan. I would like to tell you how the Brijvasis call him. They call him Sobhagya Tilak, the tilak which spreads auspiciousness. When you see a head which has a good tilak on it, this is very auspicious. And when you see a head without tilak, it looks like a crematorium, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because such a head which does not decorate or is not decorated with the sign of Krishna is not a good head. Such a head which does not bow down to Krishna is a very arrogant head. Only a head which is decorated with the tilak is an immortal head. The head which is without a tilak is a mortal head, something which is here today and it's there tomorrow. So Giri Govardhan is something like a tilak, an auspicious tilak on the whole landscape of Braj. It's very prominently displayed. You can see it just like a tilak. Because of Giriraj, Vrindavan is so lovely. It is this Giriraj which spreads sweetness through Vrindavan, just like a candle spreads light through a darkened room. The reason why Giriraj is so effulgent or so special and spreads so much sweetness is because he is the best servant of Krishna. You can serve Krishna with your mind by having many ideas, oh this and that, but it is even greater, according to Krishna in the Gita, if you serve Krishna with your whole body. Krishna says, one who does work in devotion is more elevated than someone who just meditates about him. So Giriraj uses his whole body to serve the divine couple. He uses his caves, which are here and there and everywhere, so that Krishna and the cowherd boys can be there in the summer when it's too hot outside, and then it's cool in the caves, and when it's winter it's nice and warm in the caves. These caves of Giriraj are also used by Radha and Krishna for their loving pastimes, and we hear that there are paintings inside the caves, there are jeweled lamps inside the caves. All over the caves you will find broken bangles and garlands which the divine couple used. Giriraj uses the big stones for Radha and Krishna to sit down, like we have these most beautiful and elegant sofas here, and they are used for normal people to sit on. For us, we sit one step deeper than the sofas. In the same way, Giriraj has these big stone slabs which are sitting places for Radha and Krishna. They sit there under the shade of the tree, and sometimes Radha will play on her Veena for Krishna. Sometimes Krishna sits on these boulders and plays his flute, and if he wants, he jokes, but he does this mostly with his cowherd boys, so that the boulders will become liquid and just melt away. Imagine Sachi Devi would sing a raga now, and the wooden sofa on which Bhadra is finding a shelter is all of a sudden melting and flowing out of the door. This is would be something extraordinary. So Krishna has, and he's in a joking mood. Now Giriraj also worships the cows of Krishna by supplying very nice fresh grasses, and even today you can see the cows are walking by Giriraj and eating these grasses. I have seen on the other side of Giriraj there are always some cows grazing, and I have heard when there are few cows and you don't see a cow herder, you must assume that Krishna even today is behind them and herding them. yesterday when we started our parikrama of Radhakund, there were all of a sudden 5 cows. It was a very small little pathway, and the 5 cows were galloping at us, and we joyfully jumped into a house, you know, to escape the cows. We thought it was very auspicious, because when cows are going without a cowherd boy in Braj, Krishna is behind them. He's just there. So, anyways, Giriraj is serving Krishna and Krishna's devotees very nicely, not just in his mind, but with his whole body. He has given everything. Krishna walks over him, the cows walk over him, and in this way Giriraj is bedecked with the footprints of Krishna. Now, Krishna, when he saw that Indra had become proud by receiving so much worship from his own people, he decided to direct the Indra Puja to the worship of Govardhan, who is such a nice devotee. Krishna sometimes wants to make his devotees who serve him so nicely quite prominent, and therefore he does something to glorify his devotees. For instance, Krishna arranged that Prabhupada is glorified all over, and Krishna arranged that Arjuna was glorified as the big general of the battle of Kurukshetra. So Krishna also decided, I will destroy Indra's pride and I will glorify Giriraj all in one moment. So, just like he had predicted, Indra became very, very furious when the yajna, which was meant for his pleasure, was redirected to Giriraj. Indra had thought, I'm here, I'm sitting here in Amaravati, I'm the Lord of the whole universe, everyone knows my glories, except for these foolish people in Braj who follow this little boy Krishna. I just cannot tolerate it. Then decided for a lethal attack, you know. He wanted to destroy all the Brajbasis by sending the cloud. So Krishna decided, I want to show the whole world how wonderful Giriraj is, and therefore I will use Giriraj's help in order to protect my own people. Krishna could have done anything and everything to get the danger away. For instance, he could have ordered the few suns to arise and just burn up all the water which the clouds brought. Or he could just have taken his chakra and sent it up to Indra Loka to punish Indra. But he did not do it like this. He picked Giriraj and held him on his with a mudra like this up in the air. So you must know, the Vedic hymns describe, if you want to worship someone, you have to make mudras like this is the chakra mudra, and then there is then there are other mudras which are used for worship. So just like you worship a superior personality with mudras, Krishna worshipped Giriraj by holding him gracefully on his head, and in this way, just worshipping him, showing him, here's my Giriraj. Why did he want to do this? Because he wanted to establish a principle which we sometimes lose out of mind. The principle is Madbhakta Puja Bhyadika. I'm more satisfied when my devotee is worshipped than if I am directly worshipped. He likes that our worship always goes through the devotees. There's a very nice principle, a very nice point which we should meditate on Giriraj's appearance day. How can we worship the dear devotees of Krishna? See, Krishna is for most of us conditioned souls quite untangible. We can't reach him, but we can't see him. It is a little vague. But Krishna's devotee is very concrete. He's directly before our eyes, and we can do something to please him and to follow him in his footsteps, and in this way do something very concrete. And I wanted to tell you today the story of Narahari. Narahari had once become, was a devotee, he was in Vrindavan, and he had become very, very devotionally upset in his mind. He thought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just here. He had just appeared, but I missed him by only a few years, 10 years. Oh, Krishna was here, but why was I so unfortunate that I was born too late? Why has Lord Chaitanya again disappeared before I could see and serve him directly? And these moods, deep moods of separations, were so much overwhelming him that he could not go in a steady gait. In fact, he rolled in ecstasy on the ground near Gopeshwara Mahadev. So as he was thinking like this, that I have missed Krishna, just a few years I have missed Lord Chaitanya, he fell into a swoon. He lost his consciousness. In his unconscious state, he saw the best of acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur showed with his hands like this, and as he looked in the direction which were pointed out by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he actually saw Nitai Gaur, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Vishwanath said, "See, why do you lament? The Lord is here." So then Narahari became so ecstatic in his vision that he ran towards Nitai Gauranga and threw himself before their lotus feet. He wanted to touch with his head the lotus feet of Gauranga. But before Gauranga accepted him, he turned to Nityananda and said, "Is he coming through you?" Now, said Nityananda, "I don't know him." And he said, "No, person. Then Nityananda gave him to another acharya. Narahari was handed down. Advaita Acharya, Shrivas Pandit. All of them were asked, have you trained him? Have you taken care of him? Have you given him your blessings? And each one said, I don't know. Finally, he was handed down to one Chakravarti, one who was his spiritual master, and he said, yeah, I recognize him, he's my disciple. And again, now the reverse movement took place. They all handed him upwards in this way, this time, by the recommendation of the Guru Parampara, to which he was connected through his own spiritual master, he could actually meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and render service to his lotus feet. So this is an important devotional principle, that you have to go through the devotee. And Krishna wanted to show this: Indra is a non-devotee, he's not important. He is attacking the Brijvasis, but Giriraj is serving me so nicely. He's the best devotee, he's the best servant. And that's why he worshipped him, holding him with a nice mudra like this, in a worshipful way upwards. There's a verse which comes in Chaitanya Bhagavat. I want to chant it for you.
Siddhi bhaviti vaneti sanshayo chuta sevinam nisanshaya sutat bhakta parichaya ratatmanam. There may be doubts whether or not one attains perfection simply by serving achuta. May be doubtful. But there is absolutely no doubt about it that perfection is attained when the devotee of Achyuta is served. So this is a very important verse. Should I say it again in English? That you have it. There may be doubts whether or not one attains perfection simply by serving Achyuta. But there is no doubt about it that perfection is attained when the devotee of Achyuta is served. This is why many devotees in Braj know, if I want to see Radha and Krishna, I must worship Giriraj. And they feel like this, that when I do Dandavat Parikrama, some do two Dandavat Parikramas a day. No, not Dandavat. Normal Parikramas, two. One time, zhu, and the second time, zhu. And some even do three. Are there also who do four? The four is possible to do it one day.
Last year, one Baba, he does three and he said on the Golden Puja Day.
Young boy. But their idea is that they do this Govardhan Parikrama because they feel, if I serve Giriraj, I will quickly have the darshan of Krishna. And we also pray like this to Tulsi: Mora e Avilas Vilas Kondityavas Nayane Giribur Mayane Nivo Sada Yoga Rupanasi. With these very eyes, I wish to behold the divine couple. That's why I worship you, Tulsi. Please bless me. So this point of being blessed by a devotee is so absolutely important that Krishna wanted to show Giriraj needs to be worshipped. He is worshipped since time immemorial by the devotees because they consider him the best of Hari's servants. Why? Because he serves Krishna and Radha and the cows with his entire being, his entire body. This is the playground of Giriraj. That is the idea of this verse. I want to read the verse again to you. May Sri Govinda, who receive, no, may Govinda Mountain always protect all of you. He was lovingly held upon the graceful hand of Sri Krishna, who was eager to protect Gokula for 7 days. He was given the honor of a worshipable personality when Krishna worshipped him, not by holding him. His caves are colored by the saffron that has fallen from Sri Sri Gandhava and Giridhari's bodies during their loving pastimes. And his boulders are like beautiful jeweled couches for the divine couple to sit on. So, Giriraj is a very, very worshipable. And on tomorrow, all of Braj will explode with happiness. They will just bring huge pots full of preparations for Giriraj to taste. Some will bring elephants who carry all these meals which are put before Giriraj, and he will take again a full meal and enjoy the worship. Someone who does not worship Giriraj, tomorrow you have to do it. Krishna will take one different forms and will not protect that person, but he will punish that person. A very common punishment is that Krishna takes the form of a snake and bites someone who does not worship Giriraj. He takes these different this verse, someone who ignores worshipping Giriraj. You look very interested, but I think you worship Giriraj very nicely, but just someone who ignores worshipping him, he cannot be auspicious. His life cannot be auspicious, especially when you live here. You must do something to worship him tomorrow. I have noted something very mystical. You must all agree this complex is very beautiful. Do you notice that it's almost empty? Have you seen? Because people come here. Originally it was built, I believe, as a holiday resort, but Giriraj doesn't allow them to do their thing. Also, just a little next from you, there is another extremely creative invention of this group. They wanted to make a golf course near to Giriraj. Not worship Giriraj, but worship a little ball. And this project is financially not working very well also, it's looking very bad, they have to sell the plots now. Because Giriraj punishes those who ignore him. You know, as you know, Krishna does this, he takes many forms. Giriraj does it, you have to worship. Yes, if you don't, then pain. No, Krishna will take care of those who do not worship Giriraj. What we will do tomorrow, I will go with some devotees to Vasana, where there is a big worship of Giriraj conducted by Yoganath Maharaj and Padayatra, and participate there. Hands and foot, we will do Abhishek, we will worship cows like Krishna ordered, and in this way we will please Giriraj. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to do service, but those of you who are here, please in some ways think of how you will worship Giriraj on his appearance on his puja day. What I very much like is that Giriraj is the one who spreads the sweetness all over Vrindavan. He's like, you know, champak flower, which when it blossoms, it spreads wonderful fragrance all over a property. The sweetness of the pastimes which take place here. And that is not just that was Raghunath Das Goswami's point. That's not really limited to the Govardhan Puja day or when Krishna lifted him up. No, all the time, non-stop, Giriraj is doing this service. It's a source of great pleasure that more and more the beauty of Giriraj is restored. Now there are very nice trees and forests which are planted. Very, very nice. Giriraj really... There are two things which I want to say from my perspective about Giriraj. Do you notice that there are so many good devotees who do parikrama? I was chanting today and from everywhere I heard the Maha Mantra. I was really thinking, here is a field where so much worship has been going on since the time of Krishna's personal appearance. So many great saints have done Giriraj Parikrama. Sanatana Goswami did one every day. But I heard he took a bigger route, which we can go today. It took something like 50 kilometers she walked every day. And Krishna likes so much if his devotee is worshipped. And so he's just so pleased, more pleased than if he's worshipped directly. Raghunatha Goswami has written another book, Mama Shiksha, Instructions for the Mind, and there he says that worshipping Giriraj, this Giriraj Shiva, is a very... he does this every day, and he sees while he worships Giriraj, Giriraj fulfills his deepest desire, he sees Nandananda and Krishna. He's a very powerful... Krishna wanted to establish this that the glory of his devotees. He said, if you don't get your puja, my devotee will get it. Amazing, isn't it? He is like, you know, I don't know if you have heard, and there are wish fulfilling stones. So Giriraj is a wish fulfilling mountain. You just need, he's a devotee, and he just sees your desires and he will fulfill these desires. He's just very, very, very active. Yes. We, for instance, we want to build a retreat center at Giriraj's Lotus Feet. We have already the land, and just today we received a phone call that there is a very highly placed politician who says, you just, because it is very difficult to get permissions, he says, you just build it, you build it, I'm there. We close both of our eyes, you know, and the Giriraj fulfilled our desire just one day before his appearance here. It's very, very powerful. And that's why Krishna said, I don't care for Indra. I even don't correct him, but I care for Giriraj, give him everything. And Giriraj immediately accepted this. He accepted all the desires to worship him. There was an old lady in Nandagram who could not come to bring her cooking to Giriraj. She was cooking in a little Brijbansi kitchen. And then all of a sudden she sees a big head going in her kitchen, taking the preparations. She goes, wild with bliss, Giriraj has accepted my preparation. He has stolen it from my kitchen. Very good. This is very, very good idea. Oh, but Vasi lady, well, Giriraj has so kindly appeared in her kitchen to take. So, that's how Giriraj was responding to all the desires of the devotees to worship him. Really, please work on your Shraddha regarding this greatest of Krishna's devotees. And by the mercy of a great personality, everything can be obtained. Don't we know this? And for instance, Ram Priya, there is a chief of the hospital who wants you to become the second chief of the hospital. He could arrange that by this mercy. I'm just giving an example. But you can get everything by the blessings of great personalities. This is especially known in Russia and also in the Balkans. If you know the right person, everything is possible. So here's Giriraj. I know Prabhupada, at the last moment of his life, he wanted to. He actually wanted to leave his body just next to Giriraj. And we know his disappearance day comes on Saturday, that is 3 days after Govardhan Puja. So he felt Govardhan Puja is coming. I want to circumambulate Giriraj. He felt like that. And he therefore desired that Bulakar is brought, because he was already preparing to leave. He was not able to walk on his own. He from this, his ecstatic Krishna consciousness, his ecstatic, ecstatic relationship to me. Imagine, he is the world acharya who says, put me on a bodhaka and Prabhupada Puja is coming. So he, by this he has pointed to us out that it is not illusion to say that he is the Vishwasimha. That's why we Goliaths, we are Giriraj Raratun Siamakon. Thus, I don't need anything more. Nothing more. We have reached perfection. Nothing more is realized. And you know that when you worship Giriraj in the right mood, you know, I have arrived where I am. Nothing more is necessary. So we wish that family of our Sashi Devi will be blessed. Today they came for Deepavali, but Krishna tricked them, or Sashi Devi tricked them. The older sister's name?
Brahmshakti.
Oh yes, I do remember. Brahmshakti, then Arunji.
Aruna.
Aruna. I would tell them to drive us through through the jungle of South Africa. Dinesh, come. Arunjit is also somewhere around, at least.
He's a bit tired, he's upstairs.
Yeah, he also gets the mercy. So it is very, very, very nice that you have come, and may you be blessed for your next year. Please start this year with, all doing an individual prayer to Giriraj. Maybe you want to do that either from the balcony where you can see directly Giriraj, or you want to come close to him tomorrow. We will all say a prayer. This please repeat after me. Namaste Girijaya.
Namaste Girijaya.
Shri Govardhana Namine.
Shri Govardhana Namine.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Paramananda Dayine.
Paramananda Dayine.